For all you Koreans out there that don't have American names, what's your experience like growing up in America? So I moved to America when I was 2 months old. So practically all of my life, I consider myself very American. But my name never changed from that. So my name is Kyung. I spell it K-Y-U-N-G. But technically in Korean, it's Kyung. So it's more of like a G sound. But when I told people what my name is, I say Kyung. Just because it's spelled with a K and it just makes more sense for them. And it's like, I was very confused about this when I was a child because the G and the K sound are very similar in Korean, but in American, it's like easier to say the K. So I would always go by Kyung. So technically everyone in my life is kind of pronouncing it wrong. Unless you're Korean, then they know how to say it right. And it's not very... It's not a common name in America. It's very common in Korean. I think it's a unisex name. So, like, you see that name all the time. But in America, it's very unique. So, like, that was kind of nice that it was unique. But I would always have to explain my name multiple times. They'd be like, how do you say that again? Can you repeat that? What was that? And there were some people that were even like, you know, no, tell me how to say it the right way. I want to pronounce it right. I want to make sure I'm saying it right. It's just like, okay. I mean, I don't really care that much. Like, as long as you get it in the ballpark, I know what you're saying. And oftentimes, most people don't remember the first time I tell them. So if I meet them again, they're going to have me repeat it. So I have to reintroduce myself multiple times, which is fine. It's just a different experience that I think that other people would have. And also another thing that kind of made me sad growing up was that, like, when I look for, there's those, like, mugs in, like, stores with your name on them or something like that, or keychains. I would try to look for my name. Obviously, I'm not going to find it there, but like, it always made me kind of sad that I never had that, but it's whatever. I do like that my name is unique. I know some people give themselves American names. They give themselves a name, and I tried that once when I was a child. I named myself, I said Max. I don't know why I chose Max. I think there was like a show that I saw when I was a kid, that cartoon show, where the main character's name was Max, and I thought it sounded cool. But it felt really weird to me to just choose my own name and for people to call me that and like nobody else call me that. It felt really weird. So I just went back to my original name. I love it. I love my name. It's unique. It stands out. But I just didn't get the same experience as other people, I feel like.